Hello, I'm Paul Pesco. I'm primarily known as a guitar player. Played on a lot of records with very popular artists like Madonna, Steve Winwood, Annie Lennox. Most recently, I worked with J-Lo on her Puerto Rico special. Did a lot of her performances. We did Saturday Night Live. We did the Letterman Show. I'm touring with Wayne Brady. I'm part of his touring group. We do his live show, which is very much like the Whose Line Is It Anyway show. I view myself as, you know, musician, instrumentalist, slash, engineer, producer. Being a 1680 user and being a believer in the VS series, as soon as the 2480 came out, I had to cop. With a lot of other machines or systems, you know, there's a setup time with the computer. You have to set up, you know, you have to open up the program and everything. The 2480, you just power it up, you can just start working instantly. Computers will run into problems at times. They crash, you know, for whatever reason. I have never had the 2480 crash on me, ever. And it's just, you know, it's just so reliable. It never holds me back. I mean, just powering up, getting up and running. What impresses me most about the sound quality of the 2480 is just, it just sounds gorgeous. Clear, crisp. Also, I've recorded Lauryn Hill, one of her performances. It was at the CES convention. It was live broadcast over XM radio. It was a performance for XM. I recorded her live and then did a quick mix, gave her the CD, and she calls me from the tour bus. She goes, "Paul, how did you make this sound so warm, so bright, and, you know, definition? What did you use?" I said, "Well, it's the 2480. She insists on having a Studer analog machine and Neve preamps, and she being a gear freak and knowing what she wants, she was a little surprised at how good the quality was, and she couldn't believe it. She had to call me from the tour bus, and I'm like, "No, it's a 2480 for you." I had Keith Cohen, who's a great mix engineer, who's mixed a lot of big pop records. He mixed Paul Abdul Straight Up, was one of his first big hits. He's mixed Prince. I'd had him come over, and we were going to transfer over into Pro Tools, but I said, "Nah, let's just mix out on the 2480. Come on, let's just do this." And he had never really worked with the 2480, so I just showed him around on it, and he used the EQ, used the limiting, used the compression the same way he would on anything else, and the mix came out great. He was impressed. Actually, I love doing edits with the 2480. Let's say we do the first chorus, and the second chorus is exactly the same. I actually use the locate points as my in and outs, but I'll do it to the beat. You know, like, let's say the 16th note before it starts, or an eighth note before, or hit it, cut to the snare, or something like that, which is much like the way we would edit on analog tape and fly in vocals, whatever. You don't necessarily have to have the 2480 right in front of you. You know, if you have the VGA, you have the monitor and a mouse and the keyboard, you can access any of the functions, adjust faders, using the mouse and the VGA. It's definitely a great thing. You don't have to have the unit right there in front of you. What are my favorite effects? Of course, the RTA, the real-time analyzer, is beautiful. It's a very useful tool. I like using the mastering tools, put that across the two mix. The reverb is gorgeous. Just, I love the distortion. I've used the distortion a lot, actually. Cosm guitar modeling. What I love about it is that you can record the guitar part dry and then apply the effect to it. How does it handle file transfer with other records? What I do most is I'll export track as WAV file. Put that on a CD, open it up on whatever program we're using, and things just line up, they're time-stamped. It works like a charm. What is my reaction to the plugins to the VStudio? Ecstatic. Wonderful. I use Auto-Tune, so having it be part of the new VStudio is it's great. So there's all these companies that make these wonderful plugins that we can incorporate a lot like analog components and put them in a rack and use them, you know, for those effects. I have used Roland Tech support, and they've been very helpful and very knowledgeable. They seem to be friendlier. I don't seem to be on hold long. Maybe just have more guys there that are able to handle it.